The headline from justthenews.com says, Democrats forced to eat words after Coney, Barrett, and Kavanaugh voted to uphold Obamacare. In a 7-2 ruling, the Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that the entire Affordable Care Act could stay intact. Justices Alito and Gorsuch dissented. Senate Democrat leader Chuckle Schumer and other Democrats had sounded the alarm on Kavanaugh's nomination in 2018, arguing that he was a threat to Obamacare. Schumer predicted Kavanaugh would put a dagger through the heart of the law. Don't forget, following Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett last year, Chuckle Schmuckle Schumer, then the minority leader, warned that Coney Barrett would vote to eliminate Obamacare if confirmed. Schumer went as far to call on Coney Barrett to recuse herself from Obamacare-related cases. You know, justthenews.com people have completely forgotten the real narrative of that story. You know what the real narrative is, right? The Democrats' guilt-tripping of Kavanaugh and Barrett worked. That's the real story. Don't forget, on day one of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings, which we broadcast here in their entirety on the Crusade Channel, much to my eternal shame, the first Democrat senator out the gun that interrogated ACB, she was known then, was, I believe, Richard Blumenthal. What did Blumenthal do for his opening statement before he started asking ACB questions? He read a story. What was the story about? The story is about, I don't even remember what it was. I told Justin to see if we could find any archival audio on this because I know it's out there. He read a story, some sob story about some people or person, some family or a series of families that had been saved by Obamacare. Had it not been for the Obamacare law, little Lori would have lost her son, Johnny. He would have died in a pool of blood unattended to by medical doctors who would have been prevented from aiding and assisting him because they didn't have any money. And it was Obamacare that saved that kid's life. That's Blumenthal did it. Cory Booker did it. Emperor Hirohito did it. Klobuchar did it. Schumer was not in the, Schmuckle Schumer was not in the hearing, in between the hearings, did it? All accusing ACB of being this heartless, cruel, callous woman who Trump sent up there to go take an AR-15 to a stack of Obamacare paper laws. So my placard headline for today's show is Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh are proof that Trump and all of us got hosed by Decepticons in his Supreme Court nominations. Kavanaugh just continues to take the dagger out a la Brute and just plunge it into Trump's back. Coney Barrett, by inaction, is doing the same thing. You know, people had all these concerns about Gorsuch. Gorsuch is the only one of the three that gets, he was wrong on the one ruling on Title IX, but on all the other ones, Gorsuch is the one that's voting with Thomas or with Alito. Then again, there's this. U.S., this is from Hemmer Reuters, U.S. Supreme Court backs Catholic group that shunned homo foster parents, emphasis mine. The U.S. Supreme Court embraced religious rights over LGBT rights on... Do you see how they write this stuff? Do you see how they inject the lie into the first paragraph? Wait, I haven't even gotten a sentence in them. I'm already dealing with illogic and mistruth here. With lies. Lies. All lies. The U.S. Supreme Court embraced religious rights over LGBT rights. On Thursday, by ruling in favor of a Catholic Church-affiliated agency that sued after Philadelphia refused to place children for foster care with the organization because it barred same-sex couples from applying to become foster parents. The 9-0 ruling. I mean, look, this one was so obvious that even Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer voted yes. So don't go, well, Coney Baird voted right on this one. Well, yeah, and so did Alana Kagan. The 9-0 ruling written by... Now, listen to this. You want to tell me these people aren't in the tank? Is there any journalist left at any main, quote, mainstream, close quote, media institution that is not completely compromised now? They don't even attempt any longer to pretend that they don't have biases, to pretend that they're not all in with the American, the ACP. It's not the CCP we got to worry about. It's the ACP. The CCP established the ACP with the help of the Ruskies back in the 70s, the American Communist Party. And all of its media apparatchiks, look, they can't get away with what they're doing without a willing and compliant press and an apathetic, fat, and lazy population. Listen to this. You want to talk about being, you want to talk about getting it wrong. The 9-0 ruling written by conservative, wait for it, Chief Justice John Roberts, was a victory for Catholic Social Services, part of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and represented the latest instance of the Supreme Court taking an expansive view of religious rights under the U.S. Constitution. That is just a lie. That's not even close to the truth. All the court did was basically vacate a lower court ruling and say that the First Amendment says that if the Catholic Church or the Methodist Church or the Baptist Church has a teaching that is part of their religion, and it is, then they are free to exercise it, and Congress can't make a law that says that they can't. Now, again, this is obviously another case of incorporation where the 14th Amendment is used, the Miracle Amendment is used to incorporate this particular law and act against the Catholic Social Services in Pennsylvania. This is a case for the Pennsylvania Constitution. Congress did not make this law. The First Amendment is clear, so it's the most clear one. Congress shall make no law. It doesn't say the state of Pennsylvania. It says Congress. Having said that, the justices decided that Philadelphia's refusal to Catholic services for foster care services, unless it agreed to certify same-sex couples as foster parents, violated the Constitution's First Amendment guarantee of free exercise of religion. I'm almost certain, I don't have it here in front of me, but I have read it before, I'm almost certain that in the Pennsylvania Constitution, there is a religious freedom amendment or part of their particular Bill of Rights. Catholic Social Services argued that Philadelphia had penalized it for its religious views and for following church teachings on marriage. In the ruling, Roberts wrote, quote, CSS seeks only an accommodation that will allow it. By the by, 9-0, right? How many Catholics, confirmed baptized Catholics, are on the SCOTUS? 7. Did you know that? Most people don't know that. 7. The only two that aren't are Breyer and Kagan. The other 7 are confirmed and baptized Catholics. Four of them claim to be practicing. That would be Barrett, Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch. I would throw Kavanaugh in there, but I don't know about Kavanaugh. In the ruling, Roberts wrote, CSX only seeks an accommodation that will allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia in a manner consistent with its religious beliefs. It does not seek to impose those beliefs on anyone else, even if it did. So what? Seeking to impose and having the authority to actually do so, or compelling someone to do so, are two different things. Conservative religious advocacy right groups cheered the decision, and the fact that the court's 3 libtard members joined the 6 conservative justices, saying it will have a major impact on future legal disputes involving religious beliefs. This is a strong ruling in favor of religious freedom, especially for social services providers, said Lori Windham, a lawyer for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which represented the agency, and 3 foster parents in the case. I have a question here. If Catholics in Philadelphia can now say, and they should, and this is part of church teaching, they actually have to do, they don't have any choice. Unless they want to wind up on Michael Hitchborn and the Lepanto Institute's report.